Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is so good to have you all aboard again. You know, it is introduction time. Y'all know that I had mentioned to you a couple of times over the past few weeks that the Golden Lady, Miss Laverne Gold, has retired as president and CEO of the awesome United Way of the CSRA. And of course, when one person leaves that position, someone has got to fill it because we got to keep things moving as usual. So remember this. One of the great voices that you often heard when Laverne was here was the voice of the lovely Miss Rena Powell.
Hello,
and she
Carl.
Is here today. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And your hair is looking great, too.
Thank you.
I'm liking that.
You're so good to me.
Yeah, what's been going on? What are you doing with it?
You know, Carl, you don't know what you're going to get until you get it. You really don't. Today was just a good day.
Today was a good day. Well, it is beautiful. It's good to see you again, too.
Thank you,
Happy
too.
Happy belated Labor Day.
Thank you. You, too. Did you enjoy?
I did. You know what I did about 99% of the day? Nothing.
Good for you.
Yeah, I just took it easy
the
whole
day. I think that's what you're supposed to do
yes.
on Labor Day.
I watched TV. Let me see. I'm thinking. Nope. No homework, nothing. I did nothing about 99% of the day.
Wasn't that nice?
I was so proud of myself.
Good for you. I'm so, a little jealous, but good for you.
You didn't work. Tell me you didn't work.
Home at house.
I got you. I got you. Yeah. Well, you know what? Now, you mentioned housework. That is where I dropped the ball. I told you about that 99%.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it should have been 98% and a half because I forgot to put the trash out Monday night.
That's not a good thing.
Not a good thing. Because that's easier for me than putting it out at 6 a.m.
Yes.
Tuesday morning. So usually Monday night. I was so into the relaxation thing, I forgot all about it.
You should have been well rested to do it early in the morning.
There you go. But you know when I thought about it, about an hour and a half after it was supposed to be out there.
What?
Putting the trash out. But the good news is this company is just so great. They took care of it anyway. So I can't complain.
Same.
So awesome. Labor Day turned out to be a beautiful day. The next day was just kind of the cap on it. But you know what I want you to do? Rena, I need you, for the benefit of the uh-huh. people who have not heard any of our prior conversations,
yes.
if you would please tell them more about Rena Powell and the organization of which you are a part.
Well, Rena Powell has been there for 22 years and very blessed to be there. And as you just said, the Golden Lady has retired, and we're so excited to have our new president and CEO, Brittany Burnett, who comes from Atlanta and has made.
Don't introduce her yet.
Oh, you were doing that.
No, I was going to ask you to do it, but after you tell them more about the United Way of the CSRA.
Got you. Sorry about that. So, United Way, and you've been very much a part of it many years, we provide funding to program services throughout the CSRA. In fact, we have over 42 programs that we fund here locally, and we are very, very, very fortunate to be able to go out into so many companies and just talk to them about United Way, where the dollars are being invested, and receive contributions of over $3 million annually to be put right back here in our community. So, you know, we could not do it without the support of the entire community. As we said many times, you don't have to be with a company to give. Individuals can give. A lot of people go out there and do fundraisers. And again, it comes back to this community to help those who just need that hand up. And last year, we were able to serve over 200,000 people.
Wow.
Just here throughout the CSRA. And we're pretty broad because we cover 15 counties. Mm-hmm. So, again, in a nutshell, that is what we're all about.
United Way, the CSRA, is truly all about community partnership.
Yes. Yes, there is nothing that we do that is not involved volunteers or other community partners to make it happen.
Impressive and amazing. And it seems like the organization is the gift that truly keeps on giving
yes.
and giving and giving.
It really is.
So you had mentioned a name of someone that I definitely want everybody to meet. And so if you would, without further ado.
I will do this. So we are thrilled to have Brittany Burnett as our president and CEO. And we were just talking about it. She's been here 6 weeks and literally has jumped in and made it happen. We're excited because she's coming in at a really important part, which is, you know, us kicking off our annual campaign, but introducing Brittany Burnett.
Well, hello, Miss Brittany Burnett.
Hey there.
Good to have you aboard with us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
And, you know, I had the opportunity to read a little bit of the emails that had been sent out by Vicky, where she was kind of giving a preliminary intro. But I really want everybody to learn more about Brittany Burnett, our new president and CEO. So if you would, give us a little bit of your background, high school, academic, beyond that, and then some of what was happening with you professionally prior to coming to Augusta.
Sure. Happy to do that. So as you mentioned earlier, from Atlanta, actually born and raised, one of the few really born and raised in Atlanta, along with my husband, who was born and raised in Atlanta. So we are an anomaly in many, many ways. So I finished high school there, and then I went to Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina, for 4 years, and never thought I would end up back in Atlanta. Thought I would go somewhere else around the country, but many forces just kept drawing me back. And so a couple years out of college, I, at the time, was looking in the paper for a position where I knew I was ready to leave the corporate world, wanted to do something where I was giving back. And my family, we grew up with building Habitat homes on Saturday mornings. Awesome. And really giving back all the time. So I knew I wanted to continue to do that, but wasn't sure if there were jobs available that also allowed you to serve. So I found a job in the paper for the United Way, a position at the United Way of Greater Atlanta, a position that I was not qualified for at all, but I applied anyways and just started calling people over there and seeing where my resume ended up. And then it ultimately ended up in the hands of the resource development or the fundraising department, where I started my time in a very temporary position as a loan professional.
Interesting, okay.
And which I know that you were one.
Yes.
At our United Way at one time. And so through the course of the next 11 years, I was in 8 different positions at United Way. And then ended my time there overseeing all of the workplace giving campaigns. So throughout 13 counties. So we raised about $70 million a year there. And then when I left United Way, I actually went to a United Way funded partner agency who was doing more of the, some of the direct service work. Mm-hmm. And it was a mental health organization that helped kids in foster care. We did training in group homes, and it was a mental health organization. So I stayed there for just over 3 years. And all the meantime, my husband had actually just returned from home from a deployment. And he came home and said, I've got an opportunity that I really don't think that I can pass up. And what do you think about moving to Augusta? And so, you know, he'd been home for about 4 days at that point when this news happened. So shortly after he took the position, he actually works over on the river site as an investigator. And so then we were coming this way. And through, you know, lots of great things that aligned, this position was open. As you mentioned, Laverne was retiring. Yeah. And so I've been fortunate enough to be named the president of this United Way. So
well,
really great journey and glad to be here.
A great journey for real. And so much. We're so glad to have you here. $70 million in Atlanta. That's
yes.
Huge.
It is. It's a different space too.
Yep.
And so, but we've had some jokes within our team and said, well, if we're like the second biggest kind of metro area in the state, let's act like it. And so let's raise some
yes.
more money so that we can, because there's still a lot of need in our community. So where can United Way really be the organization that's filling the needs on some of the areas that our community thinks are most important, which are the areas of education, financial stability, and health.
Mm-hmm. All of those critical areas. Before we go further into that, I want to tell you about another, you know, you and I have that loan professional connection, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you another connection we have. You're in mental health, working partly with foster children.
Yes.
When I was with the Department of Family and Children's Services some years ago, I worked with the foster care department.
Neat.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a small world.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was a rich experience too.
I bet. And yeah. that's a labor of love and an act of service to yeah. do that work for very, very vulnerable children in our area.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the voice of the lovely Miss Rena Powell again, and you've just been introduced to who is going to be an illustrious new president and CEO of the United Way, the CSRA, Miss Brittany Burnett. Good to have both of these ladies in with us. We're going to be hearing more from them very shortly. So if you'll just sit tight, we'll be right back and you hear more about what's happening in the United Way, the CSRA. We got to find out about the kickoff campaign. We got to find out about some more upcoming events and more. So you stay with us. We'll be right back.